With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump promoting the economic policies at a Las Vegas day concerning taxes.
Every single American at every income level has more money in their pockets this week because of the Republican tax policies. And we got to win the midterms. If we don't, these policies are going to be taken away from you. The taxes are going to go through the roof.
The president says recent tax changes under his administration increased wages and overtime pay for hospitality and service workers, restoring fairness for working class Americans. He also criticized the Democrats' tax policies as burdensome for small businesses and workers. Now, there's a time and a place for everything, but doing your favorite bird calls or impersonation of Bullwinkle Moose when you are piloting a large aircraft, that's not a good idea, and the FAA is not too happy.
Several pilots are under scrutiny after being heard making the animal noises over the channel near Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. Audio obtained from ATC.com and circulating online since April 12th appears to capture the pilots meowing and barking over the radio while communicating in the airspace around the airport. At one point in the recording, another voice on the frequency can be heard saying, "You guys need to be professional pilots." The FAA is reviewing the incident and reminded pilots that non-essential communication below 10,000 feet is prohibited. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Investigators still working on this one. A man accused of fleeing to Hong Kong after his wife's body was found in a freezer in their Virginia apartment has been apprehended. The FBI says David Varela had been wanted on a first-degree murder charge. This is SRN News. Is America ready for AI Jesus?
6 months ago, the tech company Just Like Me launched an app that allows users to ask questions to an image of Christ generated by artificial intelligence, which will then offer answers and engage in an interactive conversation. Pastors and theologians are sounding an alarm, pointing out that artificial intelligence makes mistakes. And the best way for a Christian to get answers is to pray and read the Bible. Meanwhile, the company is shopping the app to churches. Michael Harrington reporting.
Democrats on Capitol Hill have introduced a resolution urging a reversal of the Trump administration's changes to a popular student loan forgiveness regimen. Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program cancels loans for qualified public service workers, including teachers, after they've made a decade's worth of payments. Last year, President Trump overpowered the Education Department to kick employers out of the program. This is SRN News. Stocks rebounding to reach some record highs.
Stocks edged higher to another record on Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% Thursday. The Dow rose 115 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.4%. Solid profit reports from a handful of big companies helped drive the market higher. PepsiCo rose 2.3%. J.B. Hunt Transport Services climbed 6.3%. Crude oil prices rose. That's a sign markets are still uncertain about when the war with Iran will end. The price of Brent crude rose back above $99 a barrel. Brent was trading at about $70 a barrel when the war started. Seth Sutel, New York.
And a little promising news on the economic scene. The Labor Department Thursday saying that applications for unemployment benefits fell last week by 11,000 to 207,000 from the previous week's 218,000. More details, srnnews.com.